Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. The Wealth Amendment Bill 2024 will come up for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha today. Talking to the media at Parliament House yesterday, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of the Ministry of Minority Affairs, said that 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House. He added that during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, it was agreed that the time for the discussion may be increased after taking the sense of the House.
The Honourable Speaker made an announcement that 8 hours is fixed right now for Work Amendment Bill, and if required, we will take the sense of the House and extend the time for discussion. Government is very honestly and keenly looking forward to have a proper discussion on Work Amendment Bill.
The BJP has issued a whip to all its MPs to ensure their presence in the Lok Sabha. Meanwhile, the Congress also issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to be present in the House for the next 3 days. Telugu Desam Party has also issued whip for its MPs in the Lok Sabha. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, highlighted the rich cultural and historical legacy of Odisha, calling it a land of timeless temples, pristine beaches and remarkable artistic achievements. He made these remarks during the Odisha State Foundation Day celebrations held yesterday at the Nagaland Police Complex in Tumikidima. Governor Ganesan emphasized the deep cultural and spiritual ties between Odisha and Nagaland, describing both states as symbols of devotion and vibrant community life. Reaffirming the vision of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat, he commended that Odia community in Nagaland for integrating seamlessly into Naga society while preserving their cultural identity. The governor also called for an environment where all traditions are respected and celebrated, urging everyone to take pride in the cultural exchanges that contribute to the nation's unity and diversity. Defence exports have surged to a record high of over 23,600 crore rupees in the financial year FY 2024-25, registering a growth of 12.04%. The ministry, in a statement yesterday, said that defence public sector undertakings have shown a significant increase of 42.85%, with 8,389 crore rupees in exports. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the country is marching towards achieving the target of increasing defence exports to 50,000 crore rupees by 2029. Barak FC emerged victorious in the inaugural Nagaland Super League NSL 2025, defeating Longtarok FC 3-1 in a thrilling final with packed stands at Tsumukidima Football Stadium. The win secured Barak FC's place in history as the first ever champions of the tournament. Earlier at the closing ceremony, Chief Minister Nipudio hailed the Nagaland Super League finals as a celebration of remarkable talent, teamwork and determination. He congratulated the Nagaland Olympic Association and the Nagaland Football Association for their vision, commitment and hard work in organizing the league, while also expressing gratitude to the All India Football Federation for their support. Chief Minister Rio urged all stakeholders, both public and private, to invest in grassroots development, infrastructure and capacity building. He called for efforts not only to sustain the league, but to elevate it to the level of national prominence.
As we move forward the future, I urge all stakeholders, public and private, to invest in grassroots development, infrastructure, a capacity building. Let's aim not to just sustain league, but to grow it, elevate it, and make Nagaland a shining beacon in Indian football.
Chief Minister Nipudio extended his congratulations to Barak FC for winning their first NSL title. Deputy Chief Ministers T.R. Ziliang and Y. Patton also congratulated the team for their victory. The Create in India Challenge CIC Season 1 as part of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves has achieved a new milestone by crossing 85,000 registrations, including 1,100 international participants. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting stated that over 750 finalists from across 32 diverse challenges have been selected after a meticulous selection process. they will have the opportunity to showcase the outcomes and outputs of their individual challenges, talents and skills. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.